And now, ladies and gentlemen, please be seated, make sure there are no sharp objects around you, and for your own safety, do not operate any heavy machinery as we join show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker and president of the Shoulder of Mutton Angling Team, 1968 to 1969. Yes, indeed, it's time for this week's instalment of...
Three from Leith, number 90.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
If you're all sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Welcome once again to another exciting episode of Three from Leith. My name's Grant Mason. If you haven't listened before, this is Three from Leith, bringing you three of the best independent Podsafe artists to your ears or your luggles if you're Scots every week. And the band that kicked the show off this week were the Heartbreak Club, and they come all the way from Sydney in Australia. They are Teddy, Sulo, Carter and Pablo. and they describe themselves as ironic and self-deprecating power pop purveyors. The Heartbreak Club are caught somewhere between story-based satire and empathy, simultaneously mocking and embracing Western world youth. Think Joss Whedon writing for a Get Up Kids and Dinosaur Jr. collaboration. Their new EP, Lamecore, is out in May. That's now, so it should be out any time now if it's not out already. And it's a response to demand for new material from the band, with all tracks currently being streamed at Pure Volume, which you'll find at www.purevolume.com/Heartbreak Club. Singer Teddy Hernandez says that they have three levels of songwriting. The first is the songs that must grab you, the ones with a hook, a riff, and whatever. Secondly, he says there must be some level of humour. So we're not talking about rolling the floor humour, or wet your pants funny in the polite terms. Just a quick stab at people or our emotions and how contrived they can be. Thirdly, he says, even though we can laugh off our girl problems as such, there's an undercurrent of sincerity. We all get caught up, girls or boys, how we feel and how love can make us irrational beasts. Thanks to Mick at Digital Music Marketing for supplying that track, and thanks to the band for allowing Mick to send it out to podcasters like me. Thoroughly enjoyed that one, great way to kick off the show. I hope you enjoyed it too. Kind of reminded me of, you know, late 70s, early 80s, well, more probably the late 70s Rush, mixed in with some punk and some 80s cynicism there. Fantastic. Links to the band, as ever, will be on the Three From Leith show notes at www.threefromleith.com. Have a go on there. If there's anything you like, click on the links. Why not go and buy the music if you can afford to? Or buy their merchandise, or just send them an email and say, I really enjoyed what I heard. Alternatively, if for some reason you would like to speak to me, you can leave a comment on the show notes, or you can email me, and that address is threefromleith@gmail.com. That's Leith, L-E-I-T-H, which is Lima Echo India Tango Hotel, and not Lee, L-E-I-G-H, or any other variations that some people seem to be content to send my way and obviously doesn't get there, or they will write in emails. Although they've got the address and they put the address in the email, they still put it down as Free From Lee. Not a huge problem, but I just want to keep Leith on the map. So, Leith, L-E-I-T-H. Just think of the Proclaimer song Sunshine and Leith, or think of Trainspotting, and read the book, and it's all about Leith in the 80s. Talking of sunshine and Leith, there has been precious little of it this week. The weather seems to have completely turned. It has been windy, it has been cold, it has been very cloudy, and it has also poured down with rain. More about that in a minute, but here's an Edinburgh band. This is Riser, and from their Well-Dressed Thief album, this is Like a Whisper.
And like a whisper, you can change it. And like a storm cloud, hit a range. And your eyes tell a story. And your eyes seem to change. You're so softly spoken.
Another incredibly talented Edinburgh band, that was Riser there. And that track is from their new The Well-Dressed Thief. I forgot the when I was introducing that. Their new exclusive album, which you can get at the moment in MP3 format, and you can get it before the official release. If you buy it, then they will email you a link so that you can download the album. They've been doing really well for themselves recently. They've supported top acts like The View, Aberfeldy, Dogs Die in Hot Cars, The Grim Northern Social and The Hazy Janes. And they headlined Edinburgh University Students' Freshers Week with a DJ set from none other than Phil Jupitus. They have had their songs aired on XFM, on Radio 1 Scotland, 4th 1, Star FM and other international radio stations, including those in the USA, Canada and Europe. So you may have already heard them on your radio across the world. If not, you've heard them now on 3 from Leith. I had intended to play Riser a long, long time ago, and I've apologised to the band for this because they did send me a track. Oh, who knows how long ago it was now. I'm not going to check because I just get embarrassed and I die of shame. But they did send me a track called In a Children's Army, which is on the album, by the way. And I was about to play it, and Gabor, the Electrical Language Podcast, just put me to the post, so I thought there's no point playing it at the same time or just after. I'll leave it for a few weeks and then I'll play it, so it doesn't sort of crowd all the play in one go and then they get nothing. And guess what? As I always do, completely forgot and remembered no more about it until I got an email from the band the other week asking if I'd like to play them. And fortunately, I think they'd forgotten they'd approached me before, although I did come clean. And they sent me a copy of the album and thoroughly enjoyed that. I've had a few listens to it so far. I think I need to have quite a few more because it's really, really caught me straight away in the first listen, and it's growing more and more as well as I listen to it. If you want to check out the album before you buy it, then you can listen to it in full on Riser's website, which is at www.riser.co.uk. That's R-I-E-S-E-R. If you didn't quite catch that, can't understand my accent, then fear not, because the link will be on the 3 from Leith website at 3fromleith.com. Now, before that, I was saying it's been bucketing with rain here in Leith and Edinburgh, if not for most of Scotland, and I think indeed for a lot of the UK. Yesterday, for the first time, I didn't have my waterproof overshoes with me, and so when I set off for home on the bike, it started to rain, and I thought, well, maybe it'll just last for 5 minutes, I'll be fine. But no, it rained all the way home, so that was mix between 30 and 35 minutes of very heavy rain. And although I was wearing my shorts on top, I don't mind the rain because I actually quite enjoy cycling in the rain, because getting wet doesn't bother me, because when I get home, it's the case of peeling it off and jumping in the shower. And there's something quite satisfying about riding along in the wet and you're enjoying yourselves, and you see all these people hunched up under umbrellas or taking shelter, and you're belting through it like a kid going through puddles and splashing. You know, so I didn't mind that. The only problem was, I didn't have my waterproof overshoes, as I said, and my shoes within about a mile or two had just completely soaked through and filled up with water. So I had a bit of a squelchy ride home, and a bit of a desperate attempt last night to get the shoes dry again for today. Needless to say, got up this morning and the sky was black, absolutely black. So I put the overshoes on, and it didn't rain at all the way there. Still filthy and black clouds everywhere, you couldn't see anything, but black, black, looked like a real thunderstorm coming. But it didn't rain. And then I thought, okay, not putting them on the way home. I left work, and within 2 minutes it started to rain, and I thought, here we go again. But fortunately, this time it stopped after a couple of minutes. So for all you people who don't enjoy the rain, tell you what, get yourself a bike, dress up in short lycra, go out and start riding in the rain, it's fantastic. Then again, it may just be me, because I've been accused by workmates at work about having a fetish about lycra. Completely untrue, although you'll have to take my word for that. There's no truth in the rumour that I started up a website called lycrafetish.com. Absolutely not. Right, before I embarrass myself anymore, it's time to play the last two bands on this week's 3 from Leith. Two bands? It's not even two bands, so I'm getting carried away already. The last two tracks on this week's 3 from Leith, and they're from a wonderful band called Swedish for Beginners. And indeed, they are from Sweden. In fact, Swedish for Beginners is the music of the songwriter and vocalist Johan Signert. I hope I've pronounced that properly. And in the studio, Swedish for Beginners is essentially a one-man band, but on stage, he expands to a beautiful pop orchestra. and he's got a little help from his friends, Thomas, Lisa, Frey, Petter, Klaas and Nicola. And once you hear these guys, there's nothing else quite like them. Unique is an often used word, and I think I've used it before, but this band really are unique. A sound all of their own, although it does say on the MySpace page, there's a little quote under Sounds Like, that says, I never realised there's an affinity between the Beach Boys and the Smiths. They've also been described as nothing less than a future classic. Indeed, they're very popular. They have been track of the week and track of the day 3 times on GarageBand.com. And if indeed you like the music that you're about to hear, then go to their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/SwedishForBeginners, all one word. And there's a link there where you can click and buy a copy of their Magical Machine CD single, which is only €3, including worldwide shipping. Alternatively, you can download a couple of songs if you visit SwedishForBeginners at last.fm. They really are top stuff. That link's also on their website at swedishforbeginners.net under the Music tab. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with 2 tracks this week by Swedish for Beginners. The first is called Special Offer for a Limited Time Only. Now, there's a long title. And the second is called This City Is Not For Me. I'm off for a well-deserved put my feet up and watch the telly. And that's my kind of unwind, very brief unwind at the end of a week. Always get that. Hard week at work. Brief unwind on a Friday night. Up early tomorrow to go and get Yasna for the weekend. And she's in for a treat because I've been lent Series 1 of Doctor Who on DVD. And she has been on and on and on at me for the last month to bug my poor friend Chris at work to get a hold of his copy of Doctor Who. She's going to be delighted because tomorrow night there is no Doctor Who on because it's been bumped for a week for the Eurovision Song Contest. Something I will not be watching. Anyway, before I prattle on any longer, thanks for listening. Thanks for staying subscribed. Thanks for supporting all the independent artists, and thanks indeed to the artists themselves for allowing me to play their music. As I've said before, if you like what you heard, there's links on the 3 from these show notes. Click through and buy the music by the artists if you can afford to. If not, just tell them that you enjoyed it and tell them that you heard it on 3 from Leith. Until next week, cheerio!
Trust me, there's so much that is too costly that will put you in debt. Funny how you spend all that money on things you quickly forget. But the biggest bargain you just can't see. The bargain is me. I'm for free.
And what is it exactly that you do?
I'm not after your house or your car or your coat. All that money you got. Keep it. Save it or go on a shopping spree. I won't disagree. I'm for free. Trust me. There's so much that is too costly. This is what you will get. Slightly used but in mint condition. That's me. Come with no guarantee. For free, you can have me. You can have me, I'm for free. You can
can have me. You can have me out for free. You can have me. You can have me out for free. You can have me.
My name's Mark Hunter, and I'm here to tell you about Podcast User Magazine. It's the world's first podcast-related magazine. It's for listeners and creators of podcasts. In each issue, you'll find reviews of hardware, software, and of podcasts themselves, helping you to decide the best podcast to listen to and the best tools to use to create your podcast. Experienced podcasters from around the world write about their experiences in creating their podcast. Dedicated podcast listeners write about the podcasts they love to listen to. So be a discerning listener and a productive podcaster. Download Podcast User Magazine via the website podcastusermagazine.com.
in the alleys that go piercing through the heart of this violent city.
It's a pity.
Powered by Libsyn.